Shalom, 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 Israel. First, giving honor to the Most High and the Son, Yahweh Shai. Today's class. Are you protected? Or are you still naked? Are you moving towards the light? Or are you still basking in the darkness? Let's get into it. Let's get into it. With no further ado, go ahead, read, bro. Romans 15 and 4.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 15 and verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning.
It was written for what?
For our learning.
So, when we read this Bible is not just a book. It's a blueprint. It's heritage. It's guidance. He said it was written what?
We're written for our learning.
For our learning. This is the thing. Are we picking this up to learn? Are we picking this up to gain? Hell, are we even picking it up?
Yeah.
This is very important, man. This was written for our learning. Read.
That we through patience.
Through what?
Through patience.
Through what?
Through patience.
Something that Israel, we lack as a whole. We are very impatient. We are very, very, very impatient when it comes to pretty much anything. If it ain't going the way we want it to, we got an issue. If it ain't coming as fast as we want it to, it's an issue. He say through patience and comfort of the scripture, read.
That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
Might what?
Might have hope.
And that's the big thing. Where is the hope at, Israel? Where is the faith at? So let's get into it. Are you protected or are you still naked? Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Read that, bro. Ephesians 6 and verse 10.
This is the book of Ephesians, chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
Be what?
Be strong in the Lord.
That you might have patience and comfort of the scripture. Read.
And in the power of his might.
Read.
But put on the whole armor of God.
What do you say?
Put on. The whole armor of God.
He say, do what, bro?
Put on the whole armor of God.
He say, to put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of the Most High. If you're putting on the armor of the Most High, are you protected or are you naked?
Yeah.
Read on, bro.
Put on the whole armor of God that we... That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
He said that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And you know what's the biggest devil you battling with? Yourself. That old man, that old woman, that ego. The mind that want to do negativity instead of soak up and exude positivity. He said that when you put on that whole armor, when you protect yourself, you'll be able to withstand the BS that you bring about in your own life. You'll be able to stand the BS that's brought about in the outside world. That you may be able to stand against the BS. That you may be able to see the BS and move around it. That you may be able to continue to operate in the light. That you may be able to continue to operate in a positive manner. That you may be able to continue to give that love and that affection to your brothers and sisters. That you may be able to continue to give that love to your God. He say this armor, it's that protection. That you may be able to stand 10 toes down. Give me Ezekiel 3 and 17. Let's get into it. Ezekiel 3 and 17.
This is the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 3 and verse 17.
So why are we doing this? Read.
Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel.
So the Most High has set up prophets, have set up individuals to be able to give the word, give the game to the brothers and sisters, that they may be able to put on that armor, that they may be able to have the tools and the knowledge and the understanding and the wisdom to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, that they may be able to stand against the BS that they bring about, that they may be able to stand against the enemy that's within you. The biggest enemy that you got to fight with, right here. That you may be able to have the tools to protect yourself and to deal with that battle. He said, I made you a watchman. Read.
Therefore, hear the word at my mouth.
He say, do what?
Therefore, hear the word at my mouth.
Read.
And give them warning from me.
So what are we doing? Read it again, bro. And what?
And give them warning from me.
These classes that's coming out week in and week out.
And give them warning from me.
When you see us on the corners or in your neighborhood doing boots on the ground.
And give them warning from me.
We're trying to give you that protection. We're trying to give you that opportunity, man. We're trying to give you that light. We're trying to give you that edge that you need to tip the scale into the right side. Right? This is why. Without that protection, without that armor, you're naked. And when you're naked, you're vulnerable. When you're vulnerable, man, you're left to the wolves. When you're left to the wolves, man, you're going to get ate. Give me Ezekiel 9 and 4. Let's see why we're giving you that warning, man.
This is the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 9 and verse 4. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem.
He said, go and deal with my people, read.
And set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry.
Hold up, he said, and said what?
And set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof.
So what do you think that mark is? What do you think that mark is?
Yeah.
That's your protection. This is what we are here trying to give our people. We're trying to get them the way out of the darkness. We're trying to get them the way out of the sadness. We're trying to get them a way out of the heartache. We're trying to get them the way out of their mind destroying themselves.
That's right.
We're trying to get them a way out and back into the arms of the Most High and His Son, back into the light, an exit from the darkness. He said to do what? We read it again from the top.
Verse 4, and the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark.
Give that protection, read.
Upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof.
We out here trying to give y'all that way out, man. Because it's abomination after abomination after abomination. When you wake up and look out the window, abomination. When you wake up and go to your job, abomination. When you wake up and walk outside, abomination. When you come in the house and lay down, abomination. It's everywhere. So where your 360 protection at? Where your eyes up at? This is why we out here, man. We're trying to give you the tools that you need to survive in a world that's set up to eat, to chew you up and spit you out. Go back, Ezekiel 3 and 17. So we were sent to set that mark, right? Read, bro.
This is the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 3 and verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth.
He say, hear the understanding. Hear the instruction. Hear the wisdom. Hear the guidance. Read.
And give them warning from me.
We're supposed to give that warning, man. That's why we are here setting that mark upon the heads of our brothers and sisters. Read.
When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die.
He said, when he say unto the ones that want to live and continue to operate in their darkness. They want to continue to operate after the abominations that they commit day in and day out. He said there's a recompense for that, whether it be physically, spiritually, or mentally. He said that what?
When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die,
read,
and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life.
What that mark gonna do?
To save his life.
What that protection gonna do?
To save his life.
What that armor gonna do?
To save his life.
Read.
The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand.
So, man, we out here trying to let y'all brothers and sisters know, man, it's time to take on that protection. It's time to get suited and booted in the armor. It's time to stop being caught lacking out here.
That's right.
Read.
Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turned not from his wickedness.
So he continued to stop up his ears and pull away his shoulder, having those ears and hear not, having those eyes and see not, read.
Nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity.
What's going to happen without protection?
He shall die in his iniquity.
What's going to happen without that armor?
He shall die in his iniquity.
What's going to happen without that mark?
He shall die in his iniquity.
Read.
But thou hast delivered thy soul.
It's time, man. Who trying to be protected? Who trying to be clothed in the light? Who trying to be wrapped up in the armor? Or who still trying to live their world naked? Who still trying to be out here with no protection, with no solace, no happiness, no guidance, no love, no understanding, no knowledge, no nothing?
Bring it up.
No nothing. That's what you are when you naked. You got nothing. So who trying to get protected, man? Go back. Ephesians 6 and 1. So we out here setting that mark. We out here giving that warning. We out here sighing and crying, man. Trying to get you to put on that armor. Go ahead, read.
This is the book of Ephesians, chapter 6 and verse 1. Children, obey your parents.
He said, do what?
Obey your parents.
He say for the children to obey the parents, right? Your father figures, the ones that set up to give you the word, the ones that set up to give you the guidance, man. These are your parents also. These are the ones that's trying to give you all of the tools you need to survive in a world that wants to chew you up and spit you out, man.
That's right.
A world that don't give a damn about you. A world that want to see you destroyed. A world that want to see you with nothing. A world that want to continue to have you naked out here. Read.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
In the what?
In the Lord.
Read.
For this is right.
Us setting that mark upon the people.
For this is right.
For us giving that warning to the people.
For this is right.
Read.
Honor thy father.
You say do what?
Honor thy father.
Read.
And mother.
So we weren't taught really how to honor, right?
Yeah.
If I can give you one instance. Unplugging your ears and listening to the information that's being given to the brothers and sisters that's trying to give you the information you need so you don't be caught lacking. For the brothers that give a damn about you enough to give you the truth and not lie in your face.
Bring it out.
That father figure that's been set up, man, to give you all the tools you need, man, that self-sacrifice, sacrificing time to make sure you good. Sacrificing, man. Laying it all on the line, man, for the nation. He say, honor the fathers and mothers, man. Honor those brothers that are giving that word, man. Honor the law. Read.
Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
So this is something we're supposed to do anyway, right? Love your brother like you love yourself. That's honoring your mother and father. But see, that's too much for our people.
That's right.
Read.
That it may be well with thee.
Hold up, hold up. So, honoring our mother and father, us listening to that warning, us taking on that protection. It says what?
That it may be well with thee.
So that it may be well with you. Read.
And thou mayest live long on the earth.
He say that you may prosper. That you may have the things that you need to be able to thrive. That's what listening do. That's what taking on that mark. That's what putting on that armor. That's what basking in that light does. Versus being out here naked. So if listening and honoring gives you long life, not listening, being naked, being unprotected, gives you what? There's duality, man. You can't have one without the other. Read.
And ye fathers.
Hold up. And ye what?
And ye fathers.
So ye brothers that are set up over the nation, these brothers that are set up over congregations, read.
Provoke not your children to wrath.
Stop giving the nation defiled bread, man. Stop feeding the nation the things that are harmful. Stop destroying the minds of the brothers and sisters. That's provoking them to wrath, man. You causing brothers and sisters to bear that hatred upon one another, to have that malice upon one another. Brothers ain't even met each other, but they gangbanging like they gangbanging in the truth like they in the world, man.
That's right.
Camp banging. Instead of seeing your brother, shalom, bro. We all in the fight, man. We all trying to build our people to Christ. But ain't nobody trying to show that love. And then our people still feeding our people this defiled bread, this Harry Potter Cartoon Network doctrine, got our people minds so sewed up and gunk. That's provoking them to wrath, man. You're not giving them that mark. You're not giving them that protection. You stripping them naked.
That's right.
You ain't giving them no protection.
Out.
Read it again, bro.
Provoke not your children to wrath.
Read.
But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
He said, give them the light. Give them that water. Give them that bread that they need to sustain. Give them the knowledge. Give them the wisdom. Give them the understanding. Give them that mark. Give them that protection. Give them that light. What are we doing? We still operating in Israel, man, because brothers in the world ain't have no clout. Brothers in the world ain't have no stilo. Brothers in the world ain't have no status. But they get into the truth. They let their rank and their ego take over.
That's right.
They let their power seep in. Vanity of vanity. And our brothers on a power trip because they're not used to it. That's provoking your children. That's stripping your brothers and sisters naked and leaving them to the wolves, man.
That's right.
He say provoking. Not to that wrath, man. Give me Psalms 32 and 1. Let me get there with you, bro. Go ahead.
This is the book of Psalms.
So, go ahead.
Chapter 32 and verse 1.
So if we're not supposed to, as that father figure, not provoke the children to wrath, then what are we supposed to do? Read.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
These are what you're supposed to be doing. Guiding your brothers and sisters to repent. The circumcision of the mind. To change that thought process. To start basking in the light. To take on that mark. To take on that protection. So that they can be covered. Read.
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no gall.
He said, whose spirit there's what?
And who in whose spirit there is no gall.
He's saying, whose spirit there is no God, man. There's no poison. There's no wickedness. Because that's what happened when you provoke the children around. If you're set up in that congregation, if you're set up over these brothers and sisters, you're supposed to be that man that gives them the guidance so they can be blessed. Read.
When I keep silence, my bones wax old.
So when I kept silence, so when I did not warn the people, when I did not set that mark, read.
My bones wax old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer.
The water is dried up. Read.
Salah. I acknowledged my sin.
Hello, what?
I acknowledged my sin.
So what's that first step to that mark?
I acknowledged my sin.
That first step to that armor.
I acknowledged my sin.
Read.
Unto thee and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin.
That was the whole reason, man, why Christ set himself up as the Lamb without blemish, man. This is what you got to do. This is your first step, man. This is your first step to that repentance, so you can wrap yourself in that clean linen, so you can be clothed in the light, so you can have that mark, so you can have that protection. Think about it. For you brothers that got your tule on you, that walk around strapped, if you ain't got your strap on, you feel naked, don't you? You feeling naked, you feeling weird, ain't you? You feeling funny. You feel you don't feel too comfortable, right? So this is what we need to stop doing to our people. This is what we need to stop doing to the brothers and sisters in this congregation, man.
Work it out.
We need to stop putting them in a very uncomfortable position, in a compromising position.
That's right.
When you feel naked, you don't feel comfortable. So why not put on that armor and be secure? Give me 1 Kings 8:47. Let me get there with you, dude. Go ahead.
This is the book of 1 Kings 8:47.
Read.
Yet if they shall bethink themselves.
We called to remembrance, man. If we start realizing we more than just Negroes. We more than just black. Read.
In the land whither they were carried captives. And repent.
And what?
And repent.
And what?
And repent.
That acknowledgement of your sins. That acknowledgement of your iniquity. Read.
And make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captives.
Hold up. Making that earnest apology to the Most High, man. That supplication. Read.
Say, we have sinned.
What you acknowledging?
We have sinned.
What we need to acknowledge?
We have sinned.
Read.
And have done perversely. We have committed wickedness. And so return unto thee all their heart, with all their heart, and with all their soul.
So we are supposed to return unto the Most High, man. Once we make that acknowledgement that we was living foul, that's your first steps to moving towards that protection. That's your first step to moving towards that mark, that light. It's your first step. Because now you acknowledge what's going wrong, you can now fix the issue. An alcoholic, until he accepts that he's an alcoholic, cannot change, cannot get better. A dope fiend cannot change from being a dope fiend until they accept that they're a dope fiend.
That's right.
So how are we going to change? How are we going to no longer operate as the Gentiles if we don't accept and acknowledge the fact that we was tripping? If we don't accept the fact that we've been living naked out here, so we can then put on the clothes, put on our clean garment, washing our mind, and circumcision. Read.
And with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name.
It's time, man, Israel. It's time to make the choice. Are you going to continue to be naked out here? Or are you going to put on some clothes? Huh? You're going to put on that protection. You're going to put on that armor. You're going to gird up your loins, huh? Let's get more of it. Go back. Psalms 32:5. The book of Psalms. Chapter 32:5.
This is the book of Psalms. Chapter 32:5. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin.
Read.
Salah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found.
So he say those that are godly are going to pray to the Most High. Once they accept and acknowledge that they tripping, they start to change and start giving it up to the Most High. Read.
Surely in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto thee.
So once you start changing, once you accept the fact that you've been tripping and change, you put on that garment. You take on that mark. You bask in the light. He say, when those waters come, when that great flood, when it hit, you good. It's not near to you. Read.
Thou art my hiding place.
What the Most High is?
Thou art my hiding place.
Read.
Thou shalt preserve me from trouble.
So what he say, what?
Thou shalt preserve me from trouble.
Don't that sound like protection?
Work it out.
Don't that sound like safety? Don't that sound like a surety?
Work it out.
Read 7 again, bro.
Verse 7. Thou art my hiding place.
Read.
Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance.
This is why, man. This is why you want to bask in the light. This is why you need to go ahead and lay it on the table and change. This is why you need to stop letting that ego come in. This is why you need to stop listening to that devil. This is why you need to fully repent. Because this is the first step to your protection. This is the first step to your solace. This is the first step to not being naked out here. Give me Deuteronomy 31:6. Let's see if it's not saying the same thing in Deuteronomy, man. Deuteronomy 31:6. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31:6. Read, bro.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not.
You say what?
Fear not.
When you got that armor on, you say what?
Fear not.
When you done changed the way that you operate, you say what?
Fear not.
When your mind is wrapped up in the light of Christ, you say what?
Fear not.
Read.
Nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is it that doeth go with thee.
Read it again, bro. The Lord thy God.
For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee.
He will what?
He will not fail thee.
Read.
Nor forsake thee.
Nor what?
Nor forsake thee.
Bro, saying the exact same thing. The Most High is your hiding place. It's going to keep you protected from the BS. It's going to keep you protected from the BS, man. Let's go back. Psalm 32:7. Read, bro.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 32:7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble.
He said he will neither fail nor forsake thee. Read.
Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Salah.
You good? Let's go. Matter of fact, go ahead. Read verse 8.
Verse 8. I will instruct thee.
Hold up. So what is the purpose of that father and that mother read?
I will instruct thee.
So what is the reason for us going out and sighing and crying?
I will instruct thee.
Read.
And teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye.
So this is why it's so important for that father not to cause that child a wrath. But let's get more of it. Give me Ephesians 6:5. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 5.
This is the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and verse 5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters.
And that's just going into brothers and sisters, man, be obedient to the brothers and sisters that set up to guide you, man. Read.
According to the flesh, mm-hmm. with fear and trembling, in singleness
in
of
pure, your in purity of your mind, read
in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ.
So it's saying, look unto your brother, that father figure, as you would look unto Christ, because he is the one that's supposed to give you the game, the one that's supposed to help you seek the light. It's going to give you that mark. It's going to give you the opportunity for that protection. He said, look unto him as Christ. Read.
Not with eye service.
He said, what?
Not with eye service.
He said, man, don't lose your life. Don't lose your mind looking at delusions of grandeur, man, like you look at Kobe Bryant or you look at LeBron. Don't get lost up in that idolatry. Read.
As men pleasers.
As what?
As men pleasers.
Well, we got a lot in Israel.
As men pleasers.
Read.
But as the servants of Christ.
But as what?
But as the servants of Christ.
Say, but as the servants of Christ, man, following the Most High. Read.
Doing the will of God.
Hold up, doing what?
Doing the will of God.
Nah, but I thought we supposed to be man pleasers.
Doing the will of God.
Read.
From the heart.
You say from your mind, man. That free will offering. Giving it up. Doing your just due, which is your reasonable service to the Most High. Read.
With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men.
And what?
And not to men.
Say it again, bro.
And not to men.
You're supposed to be doing it for the Most High, man.
That's right.
For your brothers and sisters that's still trying to operate as that man pleaser. And still doing it for man and not for yourself. That's why you still got hatred for your brother.
That's right.
That's why you don't see your brother or your sister as Christ.
That's right.
Because you're not doing it for the right reasons. You're not coming to class and learning and listening for the right reasons. You're not coming to camp for the right reasons. You're not putting the brick in for the right reasons. You got your own ulterior motive. Or you just going along with the motions. Read, bro.
Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth.
Know what good that man doeth. Read.
The same shall he receive.
So remember, what you sow, you reap. So if you reaping those fruits, you being that fig tree that is producing, read.
The same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free.
Read.
And ye are masters. Do the same thing.
Read it again, bro, verse 9.
Lock it. And ye masters.
And ye father figures, ye teachers. Ye priests, ye pastors, ye bishops, ye elders, ye deacons, read.
And ye masters, do the same things unto them.
He say, do the same thing unto your congregation. Read.
Forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven.
Knowing that the Most High and his Son is above, read.
Neither is there a respect of persons with him.
He say, he ain't no respect of persons. So if you out here living foul, you're going to get checked too. This is why he say not to provoke the children to wrath, man. Let's get more of it. Give me Psalms 32 and 8. Again. So as those masters, as those teachers, as their father figure, as those brothers set up, he say, ye masters, man, do the same as the servants do. Don't get caught up in that hype. Don't get caught up in that fame. Don't let it go to your head. Read.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 32 and verse 8. I will instruct thee.
So this is your purpose. Read.
And teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye.
Now jump over and give me Jeremiah 3 and 15. Read that, bro.
This is the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 3 and verse 15. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart.
He said he will what?
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart.
These are the ones that will instruct thee and guide thee in the way of life. Operate like Christ. Read.
Which shall feed you. With knowledge and understanding.
With what?
And understanding.
He say, we'll feed you with knowledge and understanding. The ones that are giving that warning. the ones that's giving out that mark, the ones that's trying to give you the armor, just trying to put you in a position to where you are no longer naked. He said he gonna give them brothers to you, the ones that's gonna do right by you according to the will of the Most High. Give me Ezekiel 9:4. With you. Let's go back.
This is the book of Ezekiel, chapter 9:4. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sighed and that cried.
This is why he said he was going to give you those pastors, those teachers, those father figures, according to his heart. It's going to feed you with that knowledge and that understanding, man. The ones that's giving the warning, that's passing out the mark to the people. But are you being the ones that's listening? Or are you the ones stopping up your ears and pulling away your shoulders so you can remain naked?
Yeah.
So you can continue to operate as a nudist. Just bringing it home. Read, bro.
Of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And to the others, he said,
to what?
And to the others.
So the others would be the ones that don't receive that mark, the ones that don't want to take on the light, the ones that don't want to listen, the ones that want to continue to be naked. Read.
And to the others, he said in my hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite.
And what?
And smite.
And what?
And smite.
That's why. That's why it's not good to be naked.
That's right.
That's why it's not good to not have protection. That smite, man. Our people getting smitten right now. Physically, mentally, and spiritually destroyed. Still, right now. For you ones that's with your friends is on, and your Mitri's on, and your diadems. We're still out here giving that warning. We're still out here trying to set that mark. Or are you taking it in? Are you trying to no longer be naked? Because just wearing the fringes ain't going to cut it. There's more to it than that. It's a lifestyle. Because you can still be a nigga with fringes on.
That's right.
You can still have fringes on and hate your brother.
That's right.
You can still have fringes on and hate your sister.
Bring it up.
You can still have fringes on and be covetous. You can still have fringes on and be jealous. You can still have fringes on and want to be an adulterer. You can still have fringes on and commit fornication. You can still have fringes on and live in darkness. You can still have fringes on and be naked. Read it again, bro. Verse 5.
Verse 5. And to the others he said in my hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite.
And what?
And smite.
And what?
And smite.
For you ones with the fringes on, man, that reprobate is a dangerous thing to play with. Read, bro.
Let not your eyes spare, neither have ye pity.
He say, let your eyes not spare or have pity, because the word was given. The warning was given. You heard it. You chose to listen to what you wanted to, and you chose to block out what you wanted to. So ain't no room for pity. Ain't no room for sparing. Because when you was growing up, you ain't listen to your mama or your daddy. They told you what to do. You ain't do it. Guess what happened? You got checked, didn't you? Wasn't no pity. Wasn't no mercy. You knew what was up. They gave the order. They gave the instruction. You chose not to do it. So what you get?
Work it out.
Remember, every action, whether it be good or bad, there's a recompense for it. You reap what you sow. So if you don't want to listen, if you want to block up your ears, you don't want to take the mark, you don't want to take the armor, you don't want to live in the light, you're naked and you ain't got no protection, you get smoked. Read, bro.
Verse 6. Slay utterly, old and young.
You gonna get slain, bro.
Slay utterly, old and young.
Bro, ain't no respect to a person's. You old heads that don't want to listen, you get got. You young boys that don't want to listen, you get got. The children that don't want to take hold, you get got. Ain't nobody safe if you ain't protected.
Work it out.
If you ain't got the armor on, you ain't safe.
Work it out.
If you don't want to listen, you ain't safe. If you don't want to take heed, you ain't safe. If you don't want to wash that dirty garment, you ain't safe. If you don't want to renew your mind, you ain't safe. If you continue to listen to that devil, you ain't safe. If you continue to listen to that ego, you ain't safe. If you continue to operate in that old lump, you ain't safe. Read it again, bro.
Slay utterly, old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark.
Read that part again, bro.
But come not near any man upon whom is the mark.
So that mark is your protection. The armor of the Most High, man. That light. The first step is that repentance. So when you got it, you ain't got to worry about it. Because your God will never fail nor forsake you. Your God is your hiding place from all the BS. Your God is your hiding place from this right here. So again, are you protected? Are you still operating out here naked? Are you still operating as a full-blown nudist out here in the streets with the fringes on? Read, bro.
But come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary.
Read.
Then they began at the ancient men, which were before the house.
So remember, for you fathers, for you masters, ain't no respect of persons. So if you don't want to take that mark yourself, you get the same thing everybody else get. You get checked for your dirty deeds. He said it's going to begin in his house, man. Go back. Give me Ephesians 6 and 10. Let's talk more about this mark. Let's talk more about this light. Read that when you get there, bro.
This is the book of Ephesians, chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
He say be strong in the Lord because he will never fail nor forsake you. Read.
And in the power of his might.
Because he is your hiding place. Read.
Put on the whole armor of God.
What'd he say, bro?
Put on the whole armor of God.
What that mark is?
Put on the whole armor of God.
Read.
That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Read.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
The mind don't want to change. Read.
Against powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
We're going through these things. Read.
Against spiritual wickedness.
Against what?
Against spiritual wickedness.
Read.
In high places.
Read.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
What we crying unto Israel?
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
What we telling them week in and week out?
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
Read.
That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Read.
Stand therefore.
You say do what?
Stand therefore.
Read.
Having your loins girt about with truth.
With what?
With truth.
With what?
With truth.
We out here giving the truth, man. We giving the game, man. You can't tell me we still ain't operating out here tricking. As a unit, man, Israel, we still foul. We still ain't lifted up out of the dust.
Bring it up.
We still ain't changed, man. We still ain't girded up our loins, man. We still operating in that false state of mind, man. That illusion that we've created. We still operating in the matrix, man. Ain't no truth. And when the truth come out, you don't want to listen to it. Because it cut. It's a hard pill to swallow. It make you start thinking about how you've been tripping. It make you start realizing that you ain't been doing what you thought you've been doing. That you ain't been living how you thought you've been living. That you ain't been operating how you thought you've been operating. It's a wake-up call. It's a check. It's a gut check. He say, do what, bro? Read it again.
Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
That's why it's so important, man. Gird up. Be protected. Let's get more. Let's get more of that righteousness. Give me Romans 10 and 1. Read, bro.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved.
What we doing when we get at Mark?
That they might be saved.
What we doing when we bring out the word?
That they might be saved.
What we doing when we bring these classes out?
That they might be saved.
Read.
For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge.
But what?
But not according to knowledge.
And you don't have the knowledge because you don't want to listen. It's still a huge handful that don't want to listen. It's still a huge handful that don't want to operate in knowledge. They don't want to take on the wisdom. They don't want to have the understanding. They want to continue to be nudists. Like it's cool. Like it's something sweet out here. Ain't nothing sweet, man, when you see your people out here with nothing. Ain't nothing sweet when you see your people out here with nothing, man. Don't know who they are. Don't know up from down. Ain't got nothing to their name, man.
Work it out.
Because you ain't got no protection. You ain't got no armor on. You ain't taking the mark. All the while, yeah, God know my heart. I love God. But you ain't doing a damn thing.
Work it out.
Read, bro.
For they being ignorant.
For they being what?
For they being ignorant.
Read.
Of God's righteousness.
Of what?
Of God's righteousness.
Everything, man. He made it easy for us. He gave us the tools we needed to succeed. He gave us the tools we needed to survive, but we ain't using them. We ain't taking the time to learn. We ain't taking the time to listen. We ain't taking the time to do a damn thing. But what we want to do, which is be naked out here. Living wild. YOLO. You only live once. Read, dude.
For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness.
Their what?
Their own righteousness.
What about that YOLO?
Their own righteousness.
Read.
Have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God.
You have not put on that piece of armor yet. You have not clothed yourself with the armor needed yet. Read, bro.
Verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law.
Read.
For righteousness to everyone that believeth.
So, by you not listening, by you not taking heed, it shows that you don't believe in Christ. It shows that you really don't believe in the Most High. It shows that you're going to continue to operate as a nudist and get checked for it. It's a rude awakening. Remember, you reap what you sow. There's a recompense for every action, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Let's go back. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 14.
This is the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Read.
Above all, taking the shield of faith.
You say what?
Taking the shield of faith.
You say above all, taking that shield of faith. Read.
Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
He said that you may be able to stand, bro. That you may be able to have that protection. That you may be able to block the BS. But let's get more of it. Let's get more of what that faith is, man. Give me Romans 14 and 22. Let's see why it's so important to have that shield of faith. Read that, bro, when you get there.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 14 and verse 22. Has thou faith?
He say, do you have that shield? Read.
Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he allowed.
He say, happy is he that got this shield, man, that's protecting against those fiery darts of the BS. Read.
And he that doubteth is damned. Right. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat.
He said, he that don't have that faith, he that don't take on that shield, he that continue to be naked, he that don't want to take that mark, he that don't want to take that armor, read.
Because he eateth not of faith.
Because what?
Because he eateth not of faith.
What's going to happen, bro?
Because he eateth not of faith.
Read.
For whatsoever is not of faith is sin.
Is what?
Is sin.
Is what?
Is sin.
Sin is that death, man. Us not having faith, bro. Us not taking on that strength. Us not taking in the Most High, man. That's your protection. That's your strength. That's your hiding place from the BS, man. That's that mark. That's that light. Not having faith, man, is causing the more darkness to seep in. Let's go back. Ephesians 6 and 16. This is why I said above all, have that faith, brother. Above all, have that faith, sister. Above all, have that faith. Have that faith. Take on that shield. Read, bro.
This is the book of Ephesians, chapter 6 and verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit.
And the what?
And the sword of the Spirit.
Read.
Which is the word of God.
Which is what?
Which is the word of God.
Which is what?
Which is the word of God.
That sword is just like that shield, man. That sword is protection. That sword, bro, it cut through all the BS. That sword, it get right to the business. That sword, it don't lollygag. That sword, it don't play around. It's straight like that, straight to the point. Read.
Verse 18, praying always.
At least say what?
Praying always.
Read.
With all prayer and supplication.
With all earnestness. Read.
In the Spirit.
In the what?
In the Spirit.
Where Israel got to be?
In the Spirit.
What we trying to lead Israel to?
In the Spirit.
What we giving them when we get on that mark?
In the Spirit.
Read.
And watching thereunto with all pervasiveness.
Having your eyes up, man. That's what that armor do. That's what that breastplate. That's what your feet being shod, bro. That shield, that sword, being all around girded up. Read.
With all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Because by you being protected, by you operating in that light, you know what you're doing? You're being an example for the next brother and sister. You're showing them that this can be done. You're giving them the chance for them to dip and grab on those breastplates. For them to dip and grab on the armor for the feet. For them to take that shield. For them to take that sword. For them to take that helmet. You being an example of them being able to have the strength to do it. That's loving your brother like you love yourself. Loving the Most High and the Son with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Give me Matthew 22:9. Let's see what happened when you naked out here. Read that, bro. Matthew 22:9.
This is the book of St. Matthew, chapter 22 and verse 9.
You know, we're going into a parable, but this is touching on to the points that I want. Read.
Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage.
What we doing? We get that warning?
Bid to the marriage.
What we doing? We get that mark?
Bid to the marriage.
Read.
So those servants went out into the highways, and gather together all as many as they can find, both bad and good.
Both what?
Both bad and good.
Read.
And the waiting.
And the wedding, bro.
And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment.
He saw a man that was naked. A man that did not have the proper attire. A man that did not have the armor. A man that did not have that mark. A man that wasn't in that light. Read.
And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment?
He said, man, how you coming here butt booty naked like that, bro? How you coming here? Not with the armor on. How you coming here? Not with the mark on. How you coming here? Not basking in the light. Read.
And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot.
What'd he say?
Bind him hand and foot.
Read.
And take him away and cast him into outer darkness.
He said, do what?
And cast him into outer darkness.
He said, go through the city and smite, right, bro? And cast him into outer darkness. Read.
There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Right. He said there's no respect of persons. So granny got to get it. Your mama got to get it. Your brother got to get it. Your sister, your children, your kinfolk, your cousin. Everybody got to get it that ain't got the mark, man.
That's right.
Everybody that got to get that ain't clothed in the right garment, in the right armor, that ain't washed their garment so that they linen is clean. Pure white. He say, bind them. Hand and foot. Cast them in the outer darkness. That's that smite, bro. That's that slaying. Old and young. Both maid and little children. So what you gonna do? Are you protected? Or are you gonna be like partner right here naked? Are you gonna be like bro right here that ain't got nothing? Being cast in the outer darkness.
Bring it out.
Give me Ephesians 5 and 14. Read, bro.
This is the book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 14. Wherefore he said,
we saying, man, we sighing, we crying. We sitting out that mark, bro. Read.
Awake, thou that sleepest.
What we saying?
Awake. Thou that sleepest.
What we saying?
Awake, thou that sleepest.
Read.
And arise from the dead.
And what?
And arise from the dead.
Put on that armor, man.
And arise from the dead.
Make that supplication. This is what we saying. Acknowledge your offense. Repent. Renew your mind. This is what we saying. That's what he's saying, man. Arise. Wake up out of that sleep. Come up from the dead. Read, bro.
And Christ shall give thee life.
And he will what?
And Christ shall give thee life.
What did he say about that mark?
And Christ shall give thee life.
What about that whole armor of God?
And Christ shall give thee life.
Bro, what more? What more, man? How long? It's time, man. Take on that armor. Take that mark. Bask in the light. Clean your garment so it's pure white. No blemish. No BS. No backbiting. No murmuring. No busybody.
That's right.
No lying. No malice.
That's right.
No hatred. Take on the light. Protect yourself. Give me Romans 3 and 12. We're coming to a close, Israel. Read that, bro.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 3 and verse 12. They are all gone out of the way. They are together my become
God. Give me Romans 13 and 12, excuse me. Romans 13 and 12, that's what I want. I wrote it wrong.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 13 and verse 12.
So they say, awake. Pick up yourself out the dust. Awake from that sleep. Come up from the dead. Read.
The night is far spent. The day is at hand.
The day is at hand to awake. Read.
Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness.
Let us therefore wash that dirty garment. Let us therefore acknowledge our sins. Let us therefore take on that supplication, man. Let us therefore accept we've been tripping and renew our mind and repent. Read.
And let us put on the armor of light.
Let us do what?
And let us put on the armor of light.
Read.
Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy.
He say, man, let us do away with this. Let us stop being out here naked. Let us put on the armor of the light. Let us take on that mark. Unclog your ears. Apply the outsalve. Remove the veil. Take on that light, man. So again, are you protected? Or are you out here naked? Give me Psalms 32 and 7. Read that, bro.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 32 and verse 7. Thou art my hiding place.
The Most High is your strength, man. Never failing, never forsaking. Read.
Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Salah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go.
This is why it's so important, man, to have the office of that father, man, to be able to guide and instruct the people into the light. Read.
I will guide thee with my eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding.
Which what?
Which have no understanding.
Read.
Whose mouth must be held with bit, in with bit and bridle.
He say whose mouth must be literally muzzled. Because they have no control. They have no understanding. Read, bro.
Lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked.
He say what?
Many sorrows shall be to the wicked.
What about the ones that's naked?
Many sorrows shall be to the wicked.
What about the ones with no mark?
Many sorrows shall be to the wicked.
Ones in the darkness?
Many sorrows shall be to the wicked.
Read.
But he that trusteth in the Lord.
But he what?
But he that trusteth in the Lord.
But he that got that shield of faith. Read.
Mercy shall compass him about.
He say what?
Mercy shall compass him about.
Read.
Be glad in the Lord.
Be what?
Be glad in the Lord.
Read.
And rejoice.
And what?
And rejoice.
And what?
And rejoice.
Read.
Ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart.
Man, that's why it's important, man, to take on the armor. That's why it's important to have that light. That's why it's important. Take on the mark, man. Are you protected? Are you well covered? Are you girded up? Do you got every piece of equipment you need? Or are you out here lacking? Take on the armor, man. It's how long? What else must happen? What more must transpire, man? What else has to happen for you to start renewing your mind, man? What else has to happen for you to truly repent? Take on that armor and stop being naked out here, Israel. And on that, we say shalom.